Did you watch Roadhouse last night?
I did not. I hate I missed it. Doggone it. Dang, man. Why'd you tell me it was even on?
Well, I caught the tail end of it. I flip over to AMC, and there it is once again. It's the last scene. And, you know, Dalton's in there.
I even missed the Kardashians last night.
I don't watch that one. He's in there hiding behind, you know, one of the kills. Brad Wesley.
I was actually at work last night.
Polar bear feral mate. What's funny is he's sitting there and he comes in. Everybody comes in. I know you're trying to move away from this, but everybody comes in the room. And, you know, they fire away. Everybody takes a shot at Brad Wesley. Everybody gets a shot with a shotgun, you know, blows him away. The police come in. And what happened in here? I didn't see anything. Did you see anything? No, Red. Did you see anything? No, I didn't see anything. Did you see anything? What about you, Tigger? Did you see anything? Polar bear feral on me. And when he does that, everybody kind of snickers. And I'm thinking, you know, okay, even could you find any kind of laughter, even though you just shot this man dead, even though as much as you hate him, as a dead man laying in the middle of the room here. Come on. It's just the movies, though, right?
Yeah.
Hey, Hank, you know who that is?
Who?
Dalton!
What?
Don't you get that kind of thing every time you walk in a place? You, oh, yeah, you know who that is? Smiles.
Hey, Hank, you know who that is?
Who?
Dalton! A
lot of sound effects.
Escort this gentleman to the door.
I like the way they never stop the beat and the music. Just keep on playing.
Never checked up.
Who is that guy?
He's good. He's real good. The name is Dalton.
Oh, Patrick Swayze. Man, do something to these women. Get them off of me, man. Can you do something about these women? Get them off of me.
Yeah.
We had a remote at the Montgomery Airport.
You always had that problem, too. I remember.
No. We were at the airport down there. What is called Montgomery Aviation, the corporate jet port, as the mayor would kind of coin it, where they got the private planes in there doing a live remote. And the guy says he was the pilot for Patrick Swayze. He was going to some place in Texas. They flew in there in some sort of restaurant, or I don't know, maybe it was a nightclub, a bar, maybe it was the Double Deuce. And they come in there, and he's like, can you do something? You can do something about it. Man, this is Patrick Swayze just being as honest as he could be. He says, he comes out, he says, man, can you do something about these women? You got to get them off of me, man. Has anybody out there really seriously ever had that problem? The women, I've seen the movies. I saw one the other night with Matthew McConaughey where the women are going crazy over him, and he's kind of the same kind of, you know, big, cool, stud-like guy he thinks he is, at least in every movie I've ever seen. Do they have that problem? I would like to know if there's anybody out there who's ever had that issue with women. Did they flock to a guy? Would that actually happen where you just walk and you just can't keep them off? I know a woman might have that problem because guys are more like that.
Yes.
But guys would do that. Guys would come up to a woman and hit on a woman. But females usually don't come up and hit on a man. Do they like that?
I've started using that Axe body soap.
That stuff. Just like they show in the commercials, yeah, it does work.
It works.
So they just come and they hit on you. You're going,
yeah, it works. No.
I want to see it.
Yeah, you want to see a guy?
Who is it?